Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 343 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Kurt.
Hey, Pat, this is Kurt Fowler at ValuesDrivenResults.com. Love your work. Thanks so much for making it available. Also, really love the focus that you put on your family and how your business allows you to have the kind of family life you want. So here's my question. How many hours a week do you work? That helps me understand where you're at from a balance standpoint and kind of helps me set some goals. Thanks so much for all you do. Keep up the great work.
Hey, Kurt, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate the kind words. And, you know, I love that people notice that I put my family first. And I've built this business around what I want to do, which is spend as much time as I can with my family. And instead of me working for my business works for me. You know, you don't want to be working in your business. You want to be working on your business. So those are the sort of delineations that I want to make sure that are clear with my goals. Now, how many hours a week do I work while having the family life that I want? Well, it's not consistent. That's the thing with entrepreneurship. It's never consistent. But the cool thing about entrepreneurship and passive income and when you are your own boss is you can set your own hours and you can do what you want. Now, I will say in the beginning that there were a lot of hours put into my business and less time put into my family. Now, this was before I had kids. And then you might have heard me tell this story before of when my wife and I were first married. My business was taking off and it was really, really taking up most of my brain space, my business. And there were times when I would be talking with my wife and having a conversation with her and her head would be moving, her mouth would be opening and closing because she would be saying words, but I wouldn't really be paying attention, not fully, because I was thinking about my business all of the time. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. And I think it's important to talk about this really quick because, you know, hours we work on our business, yeah, that's important, but how much are we actually thinking about our business? Because when we're thinking about our business, we're not necessarily being with our family 100% in the physical world. I mean, in the physical world, yes, but in mentally, in your head, you might not be there, and does that count as being with your family? I don't think so. So in the beginning, my wife and I would have these quarrels, you know, little fights about me not being fully present with her when I was present with her, if that makes sense. And she called me out on it once, and I was very thankful for that. Because she told me straight up exactly what I needed to hear, which was I needed to create boundaries. I needed to have in my head not just physical boundaries, which was part of the solution, but mental boundaries and things that I could put into place to make sure that when I was with my family, that I was with my family. I mean, she even said, "Well, what are we going to do when we have kids? Are you going to be there fully playing with them, or are you going to be on your phone checking your email all the time and not really being there with them?" So that was big, and I'm glad she brought that up before we had kids, because ever since I've had kids, I've always made sure to make time for them and also just schedule my business around them. And so for a while, a lot of you know that I would only work when my kids go to sleep, and then I would stay up later and sacrifice a little bit of sleep for that to get the work that I needed to do done, but also with my priority being my family to be able to spend all time with them and not mix the two. And now I have the miracle morning routine, so I'm waking up a lot earlier doing some exercise, meditation, journaling, and things like that, but also incorporating a lot of the work I do in the morning before the kids wake up as well. Now that my son's in school, it's changed a little bit because my wife is now able to just easily take my daughter out to do whatever errands that she needs to do, and then I have a little bit of time at home in the later morning hours to do some work if I needed to. Although a lot of times I just hang out and go with them. Like you might have seen a picture of me on Instagram.com/PatFlynn at Target, and it was like 9:15 a.m. on a Thursday morning, and I said it was the best time to go to Target because nobody was there, and so we can get quick parking, check out quickly, nobody to kind of go around in the aisles. So it was nice. So those are the small things that I really appreciate, is, you know, being and having those flexible hours to be with my family. But now that my son's in school and my daughter is close to that age, I can see the hours again shifting, not necessarily adding more hours because I don't necessarily want to do that, although we'll talk about how many hours in a second, but just shifting them around based off of my life and my family and when I'm spending time with them. So again, having them be the first priority and then having my business be the second priority, and all of you out there, obviously, you're a part of that as well in terms of why I do what I do. Now, in terms of an average, I would say that an average work week would consist of between 20 to 25 hours. And again, a lot of that is done at night after the kids are asleep or in the morning before they wake up. The other times during the day, I mean, I will get some time in during nap time, which is about 1:45 to maybe 3 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. And during that time, I typically will do an interview or two because I don't want to have to force people to stay up super late to be able to do an interview with me, whether they're coming on my show or I'm going on their show. So I get a little bit of that time in the afternoon for that. And again, like I said, when the kids' schedules change, that's probably going to change too. So again, just kind of being flexible. And again, that's the cool thing about being an entrepreneur and being your own boss. Those flexible hours. And speaking of flexible hours, that's the coolest part, is that I can take a lot of time off. For example, in June, my family and I are going to Hawaii, and I'm going to take a whole week off, and I'm not going to be doing any work. I'm going to try and actually unplug completely. So I'm putting a lot of things into place, creating a lot of content up front to schedule, also having my team on board to make sure that if there are any emergencies that they'll be able to take care of it and only contact me in emergencies during that time. It's going to be cool because I'll have a whole week, but my business will continue to run. I will still continue to make money. I will still continue to provide value through the content that I've already done previously and ahead of time that I've scheduled for during that time. And it's going to be awesome. So during that week, I'm going to work 0 hours, hopefully. But during some weeks when there's a launch, for example, we're getting ready to do a massive relaunch for the Smart Podcast Player. There's some new features that are coming out. We're going to do a promotion come later May, so get ready for that if you're a podcaster. And you know, leading up to that, there's going to be more hours. So that week might be more like 40 or 50 hours. But again, I'm communicating that with my wife. My wife knows that I have these launches coming up. I'm being very honest and planning ahead and making sure not to spring any surprises on her. So she knows when I'm launching new things and new things are coming up, because she knows that then leading up to that, I'm going to be less available, or that she's going to have to take care of the kids a little bit more during hours where normally both of us would be there. So average 20 to 25 hours a week, which is great, and I love that. It could be less if I wanted it to be, but I'm putting a lot of time and effort and investing a lot of time for things that are happening in the future. So you'll see some of those things come out later this year, but I am putting most of my morning hours currently are put for a book that I'm working on, or put toward a book that I'm working on. Again, I don't have to do that, but I choose to do that because that's something I want to come out with. So I'm investing a little bit of time, and that's where a lot of those hours are being spent. So Kurt, I hope that answers your question and gives you something to shoot for. Again, you can structure your life in any way you want, which is the fantastic part. And for everybody out there who is still working 9-to-5, I know it's a little bit harder to do that, of course, but I would also think about reverse engineering your end goal. So what is your end goal? What is your ideal life like? And it's funny because when I ask people that question, they don't really know how to answer. They're kind of just living life day to day, working hard, and that's great, but working hard for what? Well, you want to make sure you understand what you're working toward, and then you can reverse engineer a business around that. So this is the whole lifestyle design thing, and I think it's definitely the way to go. I think more people in the future are going to have businesses like this, and it's only those people who take action, but also those who realize what they're working for. What's their goal? What's that address you're putting in the navigation? Because if you don't have an address to put in there, if you don't know where you're going, you're just driving around endlessly, aimlessly. You're going down streets you don't need to. You are losing gas. So don't do that. Understand where you're going and why, and then have everything else based off of that. Again, you might not go down the right roads all the time, but at least you know what direction you're supposed to be headed. North, south, east, west, whatever. So hopefully that analogy works for all of you out there. Thank you so much, Kurt, for sending your question in. I really appreciate it. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. Jessica, my executive assistant, will email you in the next couple weeks to collect your information so we could send it over to you. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is go to askpat.com. And, you know, I'm just thinking this is episode 343. We've given out 343 Ask Pat t-shirts, and it's cool because I'm starting to see them in the wild now, not kind of at the grocery store or anything. I mean, that would be awesome. But it's going to be cool because anytime I see somebody wearing a shirt, I'll be like, oh, what question were you in? And it's funny because the few people I've seen at conferences, they remember their episode number, which is really cool. So again, head on over to askpat.com. You can get your question featured here on the show and get an Ask Pat t-shirt sent to you free of charge. Thank you all so much for the questions that are coming in because you are the lifeblood of this podcast. Without you, there would be no Ask Pat, obviously, because obviously, we featured your questions. So askpat.com, you can ask right there. Thanks to the speakpipe.com widget. Thanks so much for your attention and time and love today. Here's a quote to finish off by Alain de Botton. He says, "There's no such thing as a work-life balance. Everything worth fighting for unbalances your life." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.